Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Alex Hitlander here. While we're in our mid-season hiatus, I thought you might enjoy hearing the first episodes of the shows we've done crossovers with for the first half of Season 5. Glamour Spell Gone Wrong? Astral Projection Got You Untethered? Want to know why your angry, dead, rich father is haunting you? Consider Kalila Stormfire's economical magic services. After a controversial fallout with her coven, Kalila Stormfire must juggle complex clients and an anonymous critic hell-bent on besmirching her new business. The decaying urban block where Cal operates appreciates her affordable experience and a broad range of supernatural ailments and remedies. Still, Cal is not sure if her talent is enough to stop whoever has been posting bad reviews and persuading customers to cancel appointments. If you like stories about minority witches in modern-day working-class neighborhoods, meddling love goddesses, and morally ambiguous spellcraft, this is the tale for you. Here's the first episode of Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services.
Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services. The following entry is for initiated ears only. Case 1, Transformation. Today's date is October 4th. The moon is in Pisces. Eldritch, get down. She's not going to bite you. Moon is waxing gibbous. Sun is in Libra. Client name is... Well, I guess technically the client name is Nala. Client's sponsor is Clarence Twinner. Clarence is 43. He's a Gemini and an extroverted intuitive. His patron is Karenanos. I guess I should do both for posterity. Okay, Nala is 4. She's also a Gemini and does not have an alignment that I can judge because she is a dog. I hope, at least. In any case, she's a dog now and should stay that way through the night if I did everything right. Eldritch is not looking at her like she's food anymore, so I'm fairly confident I did everything right. As not to confuse myself if this recording ever gets transcribed, the client's issue boils down to your standard transfiguration curse. Clarence is... Well, he is one of my more eccentric clients. I guess it doesn't help that he's a changeling who never really got the hang of, well, human interaction. If you have not gone through the May Day debacle with his neighbor's sprinkler, I think it's still important to note that Clarence is a repeat customer. He came in this evening carrying a glass bowl with some punctured plastic wrap covering the top. The container held a single bright green lizard. I was, of course, confused since I had done a home cleansing for him in September, and I hadn't seen him with any other pet other than his border collie, the size of, well, I guess your average border collie. Anyway, I started to tell him I may be a witch, and I may be a witch who's worked for the EMT, but I am not a vet. He shook his head and explained that this was not a medical emergency. Not technically. I sat him and the lizard down in the living room. I gave him a welcome tea to calm his nerves and told him to start from the beginning. He told me that someone had cursed Nala into a lizard form. He thought it was, let's just call her the sprinkler neighbor, but couldn't get any kind of evidence. No hex bags, no buried lamb fetuses, no weird etchings on the underside of his porch. I asked Clarence if he was sure that it was a curse and not just some random lizard that he caught while Nala had run away. He told me Nala never leaves the kitchen while he's at work. Even when his Aunt Janice comes over and visits, Nala refuses to follow her into any other room. She wouldn't have just left. Besides, when he came back, the door was locked when he got in, and there was no other living thing other than Nala the lizard. He then pointed at the bowl and told me to watch. Nala, he ordered, roll over. To my surprise, the lizard did, in fact, roll over. Clarence got the lizard to beg and play dead too, but to be honest, I was convinced by the first thing. After having established that this was, at the very least, a very special lizard, I ran a few aura scans to determine if any cursed magic was present. I really haven't done a lot of work on animals before. Besides Eldritch, anyway. Dumb cat likes to get himself into sticky situations more often than I do. I have done reversals on some minor
human transfiguration, so I hoped the structure was the same. Luckily, my instinct was right. The curse resonated against my probing, but it looks like the caster was about as familiar with working animal magic as I was. Novices are much more dangerous than advanced practitioners in a lot of ways. Undoing curses isn't easy, but especially when there isn't a real consistent logic behind them. From what I could tell, this curse was cobbled together from bits and pieces of stuff you can only find in that one dark corner of the local library. Gloria, if you ever hear or read this, you really need someone to help you update your Baneswork collection downtown. Someone's gonna get hurt trying to figure out what half-completed texts on goblin deals work with torn pages detailing banishment of in-laws. Okay, so I told Clarence to leave Nala with me while I figure things out. I also told him under no circumstances to start a curse war with his neighbor. Clarence has a certain history. I honestly just don't want to be in the middle of that kind of nonsense. Usually. He agreed to leave Nala in my care and to behave himself. I got to work protecting Nala from Eldritch's prying claws and researching some work on cursing and uncursing animals. Turns out, I had forgotten how easy it is to overtake an animal's biological processes. Familiars are one thing, but other non-human life forms are unfortunately more prone to human manipulation.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Honestly, I had the feeling. Okay, I knew that Nala knew exactly what had happened to her. And she knew she couldn't really do anything about it. The connection to Clarence and Nala is really strong. She's not a familiar, but I think some people could easily mistake that. She loves him. A lot. There's some thought that it is easier to curse a person through their familiar, since their familiar is likely to be the first to take magic hits outside of any charms. A protective necklace will break before a cat's neck will break before a human's neck, right? So I started to think, what if Clarence's neighbor thought changelings had familiars, like witches do? Most people don't know a lot about changelings. They prefer to keep a low profile, as it is. I think I'm the only one Clarence really talks to about his status, actually. Still, he might come off as odd enough to dabble in witchcraft, even as a changeling. Most of the Fae have weird things happen around them that aren't really on purpose. As I thought about it some more, I don't think she knew I was involved in customizing the sprinkler system. Okay, so Clarence can't exactly lie, so if she asked him directly, I couldn't be sure. But if she thought that Clarence was magically growing his heirloom tomatoes and bell peppers against her complaints and restrictions, she would probably have targeted Nala in order to get through to him. So, like I said, I really don't like to get in the middle of things like this. But it had clearly gone beyond a normal neighborly feud. I gave Clarence's neighbor a call on behalf of Nala. I told her in very plain terms that I would file a complaint of animal cruelty if I had to, and unless she told me exactly how she constructed the transfiguration curse, I would not only file the complaint, I would personally see to it that Clarence's vegetables would defeat hers in the city fair every year for the rest of their lives. She was very cooperative after that, and I was able to go through with a fairly straightforward uncrossing. The curse was comprised of three parts. Personal knowledge of Nala's astral name, which I will not repeat here. The neighbor obtained the name through contact with a lower order demon. Second was sympathetic magic. Nala's hair and a lizard's eye. Third, of course, was getting Nala to eat a treat created out of the magic. To undo the curse, I spoke Nala's astral name, along with the knowledge of her true name. I'm not perfect at animal speak, but Nala managed to send the name to me. She understood that this was an emergency and I was there to help. Animals understand nuance better than we think. I'm also grateful for the fact that the transfiguration was not total. On the underside of Nala's scaly little belly, I found a single strand of coarse white dog hair. I snipped off the end and created my own treat for her to eat. No lizard eye, of course. It took about an hour, but she finally grew out of the bowl and collapsed in front of the couch. She was panting and shivering and... Well, I made sure to give her plenty of belly rubs, water, and some of those bacon bits that Eldritch pretends to hate. I called Clarence about an hour ago and told him that I wanted to keep an eye on her overnight, but that he could come in and pick her up tomorrow. I also promised to come over to his house to put up some wards, in case his neighbor wants to pull any more petty... He seemed happy enough to know Nala would be okay, even if I couldn't give him anything to use against his neighbor. I did tell him about my warning to the woman, and to document any lingering lizard-like behaviors, just in case. You're looking pretty good there, Nala. How you feeling? I know. You're a good girl. Honestly, I think that there is a reason. Gloria always told me that baneful magic can be deserved. It's not my specialty, of course, so it's really not important. But still. This neighbor is starting to really put herself in that deserving category. I'm not overreacting, right? That was ridiculous. I mean, I'm clearly more of a cat person myself, but who does that? To a dog! We've got our outliers in witchcraft, petty witch wars too, but I have never in my life seen a civilian use a curse against a neighbor's dog because of vegetables. Maybe I should just file that complaint. Hello, Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services. How can I help you? Oh, Mr. Frank, it's great to hear from you. I'm looking forward to our appointment. Oh, well, when would you like to reschedule? I'm sorry to hear that. Let me know if... What? No, I understand, sir, but... I can assure you, my business follows strict ethical standards. I don't do those kinds of spells. You don't have to worry. Yes. Well, yes, I used to, but I never... Okay. I'm sorry you feel that way. No. No, I won't charge you for the cancellation. You're ahead of the 24-hour cutoff. Is there... Who gave you this information? Because I'd like to... Okay. I'm sorry to lose your business. If you ever change your mind... Oh, all right. Goodbye, Mr. Frank. Have a nice... Well, damn. I will update... Clarence's and Nala's case, if necessary. End session. Hi, everyone. This is Lisette Alvarez, creator of Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services. Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of the podcast. New episodes will be appearing in your feed, wherever you get your podcasts, on the 1st and 15th of every month. If you want more than just a voice in your head, head over to the show's website at kalilastormfire.com. You can also check out our Tumblr and Twitter. I will be posting production updates, short stories, graphics, and much more. This podcast is a labor of love. It takes a little bit more than a touch of witchcraft. If you want to support the show and become a patron, go to patreon.com/Kalila Stormfire. There, you will be rewarded with pages from Cal's grimoire, bonus episodes, and spell bottles. Of course, if you like the podcast, please let me know with comments and reviews. I'd love to hear from you. Kalila Stormfire's Economical Magic Services is written and produced by Lisette Alvarez. Kalila is voiced by Lisette Alvarez. Music by Onda Rosick and Raphael Archangel at the Free Music Archive.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.